This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news headlines first. Communist Party Central Committee meeting starts in Kathmandu. The meeting proposes holding party's general convention by mid-April 2021. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says the country has gained extraordinary achievements amid various political upheavals. Election Commission presents National Assembly members' elections report to President Vidya Devi Bhandari. Martyrs Day being commemorated today. And death toll from coronavirus rises to 170 in China. Now the news in detail. Communist Party's Central Committee meeting started in capital Kathmandu yesterday. Inaugurating the party's Central Committee meeting yesterday, Party Chairman and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli said within the 71 years journey of the party that was currently leading the incumbent government of about two-third majority, the country had made extraordinary achievements. He further said the government was in a journey of achieving holistic development of the nation by further strengthening nationality. He also urged party central members not to doubt about the course of actions the government was taking. Prime Minister Oli further said the parliament should not make any further delay in endorsing the Millennium Challenge Corporation, clarifying the MCC was not a part of the Indo-Pacific strategy. The Prime Minister further said the US grants and technical assistance for Nepal was aimed at constructing several projects in the country, stating that though questions were raised over some provisions in the five-year agreement, Prime Minister Oli said there seemed no alternative to MCC's endorsement. Sharing about the achievements of the government in the last 2 years, the Prime Minister stated several development projects, including construction of Trisuli 3A hydroelectricity project, the breakthrough of the tunnel of Peri Babai multipurpose project, were done during the government's tenure. Likewise, the Prime Minister referred to the enactment of new laws, various works being done for the implementation of federalism, the initiation of measures to curb corruption, expansion of relations with neighbouring countries as well as other countries as major achievements of the government. He also informed about the preparations being made for organising the Sagarmatha Sambad. Prime Minister Oli expressed the hope that the meeting would be successful in providing clear guidelines towards giving completion to the party unity process. Later in the meeting, on behalf of both the party chairs, party chairman Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda presented the political report. The report has proposed to hold the unity convention of the party by mid-April next year. Meanwhile, Deputy Chief of Nepal Communist Party Publicity Department Surya Thapa said the Central Committee members of the party would be divided into 15 different groups based on the alphabetical order, and the discussion on the reports presented in the meeting would be led. To facilitate the discussion, Party General Secretary Vishnu Paudel divided the committee members in 15 groups. In the meeting, Party General Secretary Paudel had presented the organizational report. Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gyawali held talks with Minister for Foreign and European Affairs of the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg, Jean Asselborn, in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs yesterday. Minister Jean Asselborn arrived yesterday morning in Kathmandu for a two-day official visit to Nepal. During the meeting, the two ministers reviewed a wide range of matters of mutual interest. A press release issued by the ministry yesterday stated Nepal appreciated Luxembourg for the cooperation extended to Nepal through various channels, including the European Union framework. Luxembourg and Nepal have long been cooperating in the Scout movement. Minister Gyawali highlighted the importance of enhancing economic cooperation, including trade, investment, tourism and transfer of technology in the days to come. Minister Asselborn commended Nepal's political achievement and expressed its readiness to work together in multiple forums in the areas of common interest. Gyawali hosted a luncheon in honour of the visiting delegate. Later in the evening, he attended a special ceremony hosted by the Foreign Ministry of Luxembourg to commemorate the 45th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations. The high-level delegation of Luxembourg will pay a courtesy call on Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli today. Chief Minister of Province No. 2, Lal Babu Rawat, and Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Affairs, Rameshwar Rai Yadav, jointly inaugurated Girls in Tech project in Province No. 2 yesterday. The project was launched under the Skill for Employment programme assisted by the United Kingdom Aid. It has aimed at educating and empowering girls in order to end gender discrimination. Under the project, leadership training would be provided to the girls for boosting their confidence and competitiveness. Addressing the program, Chief Minister Rawat said the Province No. 2 government had a policy to make the state a hub of technical education by producing required human resources. Chief Election Commission Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia has submitted election results of the National Assembly members to President Vidya Devi Bhandari. The National Assembly election was held on January 23rd. At a program organized at Sital Niwas yesterday, Chief Election Commissioner Thapalia submitted the report as per the National Assembly Member Election Act. Receiving the report, President Bhandari thanked all bodies involved in election, including the Election Commission's office bearers, for holding the election in a free and fair manner. House Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota has sent four bills to President's office for their endorsement. Speaker Sapkota has forwarded Nepal Police and Province Police Bill, Police Adjustment Bill, National Identity Card and Civil Registration Bill, and Land Bill 8th Amendment to the office of the President for their endorsement by the head of the state. At a time when the general public are anxious over coronavirus, the government has urged one and all not to panic over common cold by suspecting it to be coronavirus. Spokesperson at the Ministry of Health and Population, Mahendra Prasad Srestha, said some hospitals were unnecessarily referring patients to Daegu Hospital for lab tests. Although the ministry had stated that there was no one visiting Daegu-based hospital on Tuesday, the ministry was surprised to witness the influx at the hospital yesterday for coronavirus test. The ministry reiterated that people with only common cold need not to panic at all. However, only one was suspected of the virus and was taken for observation after a person coming from China was detected with coronavirus, which is spreading from Wuhan city of China. The government has maintained high alert on it since January 23rd. Today is the Martyrs' Day. The day is being marked by commemorating the sacrifices made by all known and unknown martyrs. Today is also Basanta Panchami and Saraswati Puja. Meanwhile, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said society should be elevated to better status with adherence to moral values which would ultimately make people happy. In a message given today on the occasion of Basanta Panchami, Prime Minister Oli stressed the need of enlightened people for establishing moral values. He informed that the government had been taking the country towards development. The Prime Minister extended best wishes to all on the occasion of the Basanta Panchami, which is being celebrated by worshipping Saraswati, the symbol of knowledge. You're listening to Radio Nepal TTM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
है त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 हैश डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. China's National Health Commission has said the total number of confirmed deaths from the coronavirus in the country has risen by 38 to 170 as of end Wednesday, as the number of infected patients rose by more than 1,700. The commission said in a statement there were 7,711 confirmed cases as the end of Wednesday, with an additional 12,167 suspected cases. Meanwhile, the head of the World Health Organization's Health Emergencies Program has said the whole world needs to be on alert to fight the coronavirus. Dr. Mike Ryan praised China's response to the deadly outbreak, saying the challenge was great, but the response had been massive. The WHO will meet today to discuss whether the virus constitutes a global health emergency. The Chinese city of Wuhan is the epicenter of the outbreak. Members of the European Parliament have overwhelmingly backed the terms of the United Kingdom's departure from the European Union. Member of European Parliament ratified the Brexit withdrawal agreement by 621 votes to 49 following an emotional debate in Brussels. Several British member of European Parliament said they hoped the UK would return one day, although Eurosceptics, including Brexit party's Nigel Farage, used their final speeches to tear into the European Union. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light rain is likely to occur at some places of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 20.5 degrees Celsius and minimum of 4.8 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. Communist Party Central Committee meeting starts in Kathmandu. The meeting proposes holding party's general convention by mid-April 2021. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says the country has gained extraordinary achievements amid various political upheavals. Election Commission presents National Assembly members' election report to President Vidyadevi Bhandari. Martyrs' Day being commemorated today. And death toll from coronavirus rises to 170 in China. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.nb. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.